Test 64, Section 2, Question 7. This says that the reasoning is flawed, so it's what's the flaw in the argument. And it says, recently, this report commissioned by Confectioners Trade Association noted that chocolate, formerly considered a health scourge, is an effective antioxidant and so has health benefits. So basically, this report by confectioners said, hey, chocolate has some health benefits. Another earlier claim was that oily foods clog arteries, leading to heart disease. Yet reports now state that olive oil has a positive influence on circulatory system. So, used to think that oily foods were bad, but olive oil can help circulatory system. From these examples, it's clear that if you wait long enough, almost any food will be reported to be healthful. So if you just wait long enough, it'll change. Now, in this case, this is not a great argument because it goes from two instances to any food. And so this is just a generalization that isn't really warranted. And so, as we look at our answers, relies on the truth of claim by a source that is likely to be biased. Now, this I said maybe because there is this claim that the chocolate is healthy, and that was by a Confectioners Trade Association, so maybe. I'm going to hold on to that because there could be other flaws. I see bigger flaws, but that is a bit of a flaw. Applies a general rule to specific cases to which it doesn't pertain. No, it's that it goes from specifics to general, and it may not necessarily apply to the general. Bases an overly broad generalization on just a few instances, and that's actually better than A, because the claim is about almost any food being reported as healthful, with only two examples of foods, and that's not really sufficient to make that sort of a broad generalization. And so that's better. And it's better than A because while A does rely on the truth of a claim by a source that's likely to be biased, it also gives this other claim. So it's only one of the two reports. And so that's kind of the reason why C is better. It's a bigger issue. D takes for granted that all results of nutritional research are eventually reported. It doesn't assume that all reports are eventually reported, just that there will eventually be a report if something is, that something is healthful. And then fails to consider that there are many foods that are reported to be unhealthful. Actually, it doesn't fail to consider that. It's suggesting that there are maybe many foods that are considered unhealthful, but it's saying eventually that will change. And so, therefore, C is our correct answer. It was going from two examples to then saying any food, and that's just far too broad.